Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Right now, the second half of Paired with an Idiot. Our two contestants on their way back up. They told us our names at the end of the last segment. One was Joe, and the other is Tawanda.
Joe and Matt.
Tawanda. Yeah, close.
Yeah. Joe. Tawanda.
And Matt. Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I can't complain.
Now, Joe's a throwback listener to when we were on 107.3 The Bone.
107 The Bone. 107.
107, yeah. 107 The Bone in Allentown for a minute. That was a nice run. And then they called us one day and said, this show is too expensive. And we said, it's already free. And they said, no, still too expensive.
I downloaded the app that day.
That's you're a good man.
Was that the station that we found out we were getting fired because they put an ad in the paper?
No, that was in Lancaster.
Oh, okay.
They actually put an ad for the morning show
in Lancaster that said, are you entertaining and good at radio? Because the one we have isn't. They didn't say that, but that's how we read it.
But they might as well have.
Yeah.
English is English.
Yeah, right? Joe, what do you do?
I work for a laborers' union.
Okay. Do you break legs?
I try my best. I'm quite fine and stuff like that.
Now, Joe, there's two idiots left to choose from. Kelly and Diana got 5. Me and Kevin got 9. Joe, you can have Steve or Hot Wings. Who do you pick?
I'll pick Hot Wings.
All right. Okay. Right on.
Hot Wings.
We're going to do this.
Let's double check this.
One's mine.
It doesn't matter which one.
Yeah.
And one is not yours.
No. I'm sorry. You put that there. We'll do Kelly's list.
All right. Inspired by Kelly Clarkson putting meat in her mouth this morning, your topic is things other than meat that you can eat in the morning. All right.
Okay. All right. Things other than meat that you can eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I took it seriously, guys. These are real breakfast items here.
Okay. Is one of them barbershop floor sushi?
Yeah. Of course it is. Now, only you
can pass.
Does
my girlfriend have to leave for this?
I don't know how you're going to get your mouth on it if she's gone.
Yeah. You're going to be surprised at how accurate this is. You're going to love it.
Okay. All right.
Now,
I'll
only
do my best.
You can pass. You've got 60 seconds on the clock. Everybody ready?
Ready?
Yes.
All right. Your turn begins in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, this is blank toast crunch.
French.
Blank toast
cinnamon crunch. Cinnamon toast crunch.
Okay, cinnamon, but when it's in a spiral. A cinnamon.
Swirl.
Like another name for a biscuit.
Pass.
Okay, this is a French pastry. It's in a... It's
croissant?
Yes.
Yes.
This is made from milk. It's not sour cream, but it's like Yoplait.
Oh, got it. Cream cheese?
No, Yoplait makes what?
Oh, yogurt.
Yes.
This is like a waffle, but it's flatter and like a disc.
Crepe.
No.
Oh.
Flat as a what?
Pancake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. These come out of a chicken's butt, and then you whip them around, and they become...
Don't swear.
So it's curdled milk.
Cottage cheese.
Yes. Okay. This is like a...
Oh, did they get 10?
I really enjoyed your way of explaining cinnamon rolls, the very first one.
Every one of them, you dragged a red herring across the road to try to distract him first.
Have you ever heard of the theory?
First of all, you said blank toast crunch, and he said French. What kind of stoner are you?
I know, right?
French toast crunch is delicious.
Is
that a thing?
Yeah. Oh, I recommend it.
I apologize.
He said, "Oh, I recommend it."
Tell you otherwise.
But I didn't know that, so.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, cinnamon rolls is not super easy to describe.
Yeah,
but I did an okay job getting them there.
I think we were so thinking about cereal. I'm like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch bowl.
Oh man, that was funny.
I just think it's funny that you have a wind up for every one of them. You're like, okay, well, here we go. And moving on.
Let's see. Oh,
I like to make noise while I'm thinking. That's all.
That's why I picked you.
It's like a waffle, but flat. Waffles are flat.
No, they're not.
I think
they have little compartments for your syrup. That's why they're so much better than pancakes.
I made crepes for a year. They're the flattest thing I could think of.
Crepes are too exotic for me to have thought you might think of. I only know waffles and pancakes. That's it.
What is crepes, Alex?
Yeah, that's all I know.
How many did Joe and Hot Wings get?
We got 10.
Yeah.
A very impressive 10.
How many?
Very impressive.
We got 5.
5? Oh, we got 5. Yeah, we didn't get the smoothie, oatmeal, French toast, or Americano.
Now, Diana and Kelly, their 5 was good, but your 5 was exciting. What a fireworks lightning show
right?
That was.
It was very exciting, I thought.
At any point. Right. Joe, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
There you
thank
go. You thank you, man.
Hello, Matt.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you in a flyweight boxing match later? Why are you dressed like you're training?
These are my comfy clothes.
Good man. I like it.
I like them.
I like comfies. I like your answer, everything about it.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun, Matt?
Do nothing.
Okay. Like your favorite thing is to like literally sit and look at a wall or?
I do too much during the day.
Okay.
All right.
So what do you do during the day?
Work. And what? Class.
Less info, please.
I give short answers to things.
Right? I trick people into asking for more information.
I extend conversations by answering a little.
So, Steve, you got my list.
Yeah, and, now I need to describe how this exchange went.
Okay.
Because when... Kelly picked, or when Hot Wings picked Kelly's list,
yeah,
you Free Beer handed Kelly's list to Hot Wings, and then you looked over, you realized that the one you were holding was still yours.
Mm-hmm.
You winced, and then looked at me and handed it to me like,
like it smells bad.
No, more of a like, sorry face.
Like, okay,
sorry.
All right.
See, when we did the first live show of the year, we did it in Flint, and I made my list too easy, and I don't like that. So I might have overcompensated.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
I'm sure you guys will do great.
I'm
if
a
you don't get 10,
we'll do fine.
Then obviously you're the worst.
Trained professionals here.
Yeah.
You'll still be able to recover with your big night of nothing planned.
Yeah, I'm coming later.
Oh, that is the most nothing okay. You can do. All right. You are going to be, Steve, you'll be describing things at airports sometimes or once.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Things you at airports. Sometimes.
Yep. Or once.
Or once.
Yep.
Okay. And sometimes kind of include once.
Yeah. Once is a subset of sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes is always at least a once, but once is never sometimes.
Matt, are you ready to play?
I guess.
Steve, are you ready to play?
Of course, man.
All right. Things at airports sometimes or once. Your turn begins. No? On your mark, get set, begin.
Okay, it's an animal, not a cat, but a...
dog.
Okay, and it's if you're disabled, you might have one of these.
Service dog.
Another name for it, you might go to a doctor, and if you lay on the couch...
Emotional support animal.
No, it's another...
These are really good guesses. Don't give up. This is very good. I thought you got it every time.
Yeah, if you go to a doctor and lay on their couch, it's a blank
therapy
session.
Dog.
Therapy dog. Yes! Oh, there we go. Okay, this is a great Italian pizza place. New York style pizza.
Pass.
Okay, this is what a woman might wear this at the beach. It's a two-piece bathing
Bikini?
Suit.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. you wear a white suit with like a mesh face in it.
Fencing.
To keep yourself away from the bumblebees.
Bee suit?
No, they're the people that wear the suits.
Beekeeper.
Yes. Okay, this is water all the way in the back of your throat. Some people
don't
get
answer
them removed.
Oh man, you guys
right
almost
here.
Did it.
Yep. You didn't get tonsils.
Tonsils right out of an
fencing was a smart guess. It really was. What he described was what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Therapy dog took forever. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You did get beekeepers.
Yeah.
Bikinis. Of course, Matt got that. It's what he leers at. Doesn't even like them on girls. Just goes to Target and looks, stands in the section.
You didn't get Sbarro.
You didn't get Sbarro, but I thought your description was perfect.
Yeah,
it's the number one local pizza joint.
Yeah.
You didn't get to food court, ugly people, and then these last three, planes, computers, and luggage when I felt bad.
Yeah.
So you finished fourth with luggage,
okay.
Or with three, but you beat Maitland and Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Nice job,
that.
Matt.
There you go. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
You're a good sport. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Duffy.